Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather today in Israel is quite varied. Tel Aviv is experiencing a cool breeze, making it a pleasant afternoon to be outside. Meanwhile, Jerusalem is seeing some clouds, with temperatures comfortable for a stroll. In Haifa, the skies are partly cloudy, but the sun is peeking through. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, JNS reports Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that defeating Iran could lead to the end of Hamas and Hezbollah. He noted Tehran's nuclear ambitions remain despite setbacks. Also, in the last few minutes, the Jerusalem Post announced that Israel and Greece have signed a historic NIS 10 billion air defense deal. This agreement aims to counter threats from Turkey and Iran. Also this hour, The Times of Israel reveals almost all of Israel's desalination plants have shut down due to severe weather conditions. A source denied any cyber attack involvement. Separately, Ynet details that Israel and Greece have agreed on a 3 billion euro project to build a comprehensive defense network. This deal includes a 26 million euro component for a drone dome system. And finally, from earlier today, I-24 News warns that Iran and Hamas are intensifying their attack plots in the West Bank, according to Israeli officials. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism. On CNN, Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli politician, announced that representatives from the Netherlands will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This decision follows Dutch legislation banning trade with Israeli settlements. Belaz News reports that Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar, with Prime Minister Netanyahu's approval, has ordered Dutch diplomats to leave. This action responds to the Dutch Parliament's recent legislation against Israeli settlement products. Let's go deeper. Starting with the statement from Prime Minister Netanyahu, as reported by JNS, he emphasized that while Iran's nuclear program has faced significant setbacks, the threat remains due to Tehran's persistent ambitions. Netanyahu argues that neutralizing Iran could dismantle support for groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. This stance highlights Israel's continued focus on Iran as a central regional adversary. Turning to the defense deal with Greece, the Jerusalem Post and Ynet outlined that this agreement marks the largest defense export in Israel's history. The Achilles Shield will provide Greece with advanced air defense capabilities, reflecting a strategic partnership against common threats. This deal could strengthen Israel's defense industry and international relationships. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports critical disruptions in Israel's water supply infrastructure, with most desalination facilities temporarily shut down. Severe weather has caused significant turbidity. However, officials deny any cyber attack links. The situation may affect agricultural water use and highlights vulnerabilities in essential services. On the security front, I-24 News highlights the increased threat from Iran and Hamas in the West Bank. Israeli warnings indicate a surge in planned attacks, underscoring the ongoing security challenges in the region. This development calls for heightened vigilance and security measures. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that recent storms have caused severe disruptions at Israel's desalination facilities, leading to a temporary shutdown. This move aims to conserve water amid the weather challenges. Separately, CTEC highlights the Achilles Shield deal between Israel and Greece. The 3 billion euro agreement involves Rafael and Israel Aerospace Industries setting up a comprehensive air defense system for Greece. And finally, Globes reveals that Orna Zamir, a director at Tomer Food and wife of the IDF chief, is involved in a company facing irregularities. The IDF spokesperson clarified that the chief of staff is not involved in the company's affairs. That's your Israel 18 news update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.